It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Morena, Prime Minister, how are you?
Morena, not bad. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, this is a big week. Obviously, you mentioned a couple of weeks ago that you thought this might be the point where people sort of start to hit the wall a little bit, and I think we're seeing people a little bit tired right now and looking forward to what maybe might be happening in a week or so's time if we do come down to level three. So let's start with talking about that a wee bit. Monday is the day that Cabinet decides if the country will be coming out of level four. But yesterday, Public Health Professor Sir David Skegg from Otago raised some concerns that the government's going to have to make a sort of a Russian roulette decision because we haven't yet got contact tracing fast enough to keep the country safe when we come out of lockdown. He's also concerned that we haven't yet rolled out sentinel tracing for key groups like supermarket workers and nurses. Are you confident, Prime Minister, that your government will have enough information on Monday to make a decision?
Oh, well, one thing I would say in response to what the comments made by David Skeggs is, of course, we have had to make hard and really clear decisions all the way through this. And we have, and of course, one of the things we want to do is make sure that no matter what, those really core things, testing, contact tracing, is really gold standard. So on contact tracing, you may have heard Dr. Aisha Verrill, who's commented, she's works in infectious diseases. She's talked a few times about what gold standard contact tracing should look like. We actually brought her in to look at what we're doing, provide us with a bit of an audit so that we can really keep lifting our game there. We've received that. I was just going over it over the weekend and working really hard to implement that straight away as well. One of the issues we continue to have, though, is our contact tracing will only ever be as good as our ability to find people. And actually, sometimes that can be really tough, particularly if people don't know who they've been in contact with. And that's why things like social distancing will always be really important. On testing, you know, one of the things that we've talked about is the need to have a really good understanding of what's happening in every different community and region. We can take heart from the fact that what they call our positivity rate, the percentage of positives that we get from all the tests that we do, is really low. And when that happens, that gives you a good sense that you're getting a bit of a cross-section and you've got testing at a level where you can have some confidence in it. We are outstripping many other countries in the level of testing that we're doing. And now we have data that tells us how much testing is going on at individual DHBs. In the areas where we want more, I was talking to the Director General about this just yesterday. We've got DHBs now who are doing things like mobile clinics. And we're also telling testing stations, when someone comes to you and they may only have a runny nose, or they may only have a sore throat, more than likely that's a cold, but test them anyway. That helps us really good to get a good sense of whether or not we have all the information we need, as David Skeggs is encouraging.
You've already indicated just then, Prime Minister, that contact tracing is going to be a key issue going forward into whatever level we eventually move into. Now, what is the sort of guidance we can expect to hear from the government today about what that's going to actually look like for businesses or for gatherings, public gatherings for churches or groups, for example?
So tomorrow we'll be announcing, we'll be really sharing more detail around what Alert Level 3 and 2 looks like. So you remember, right as we went into Alert Level 2, we shared the framework that we would be using. And now we're putting much, much more detail behind that. So in the same way people understand what Level 4 looks like, they'll understand also the details of Level 3. Everything from education to what businesses can and can't operate to transport and how far we can travel. All of that we'll be putting out tomorrow, but all of it's based on similar principles. In level four, we want people to have contact with basically no one. Level three, you're still really reducing down social contact as much as you can. And then it just you know, progressively level two and level one, obviously, you have a bit more, you have more of that. And so all of that we'll be putting out with good time so people can see what it'll mean if and when we move.
Well, yesterday we also saw seven scenarios from Treasury around how COVID-19 is going to affect our economy and unemployment rates. Even the best of these scenarios is still going to be a bit of a big hit. And some commentators have been quick to point out that Māori, for example, will be disproportionately affected by unemployment. How is your government planning for the specific impact on Māori? Prime Minister?
Well, first of all, our key strategy in all of this is lessen the health impacts, and we also lessen the economic impacts. And that's particularly, I mean, our focus on trying to ensure that COVID-19 doesn't take hold in New Zealand has as much been about the additional vulnerabilities we know that we have within our Māori and Pacific communities if it did. And so that's been driving a lot of our strategy as well. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that you'll see from the scenarios that they actually have lower unemployment rates dependent on how long you're at different levels for, and mm-hmm. we are very keen for everyone to follow the rules when we're here, because the sooner we get out, the lesser the impact. And the third thing that is a real variable is the support that government puts in. So they've put in some scenarios where they have variations of the size of the government support package. Obviously, our wage subsidy is an example of the kinds of initiatives we'll undertake to make sure that we don't, to reduce the disproportionate impact on different groups. We'll continue to do really rigorous work on how we redeploy workforces, mm-hmm. where we have job losses, how we then move people into other roles. And that's something actually we're just considering another package like that today.
A package that we also saw yesterday was support for students being rolled out. From today, domestic students will be able to access up to $2,000 in course-related costs, and support payments continued for up to 8 weeks for students who are unable to study online. What would you say to people who are anxious that this solution is just adding to debt at a time when they're already facing quite a lot of precarity?
Well, first thing is actually coming right back to where people have experienced their incomes decreasing in the first place. If someone is a casual worker, we designed the wage subsidy scheme so that those individuals are covered as well. So that's the first thing. The wage subsidy scheme should be being made available to, say, for example, students who may have been working in hospitality. It's just a matter of an employer having listed them in their application for the wage subsidy, and we are encouraging them to do that. So that should help, particularly if it's part-time work. We've even got cover for that, so that they should not experience that loss of income. The second thing is that they are eligible, obviously, to access different grants through MSD. This is just an additional way to support students at a particular time. It is a temporary and one-off, and sits along other non-recoverable support that should be available.
You said yesterday that education is going to be crucial to restarting the economy. Is the government looking at future incentives to keep students in tertiary education or returning to retrain?
I think this is part of our thinking is, and you will have seen, fees free. We are a government that really wants to encourage people and incentivise people into training and education. The fact that that means that you get 2 years if you're an apprentice, those are things that we are willing to consider because we've done so before. We haven't worked through some of those recovery packages in their entirety at this stage, but we do have a particular work stream that is focused on education being led by our minister, because it will be crucial. And right at the time when we're actually going through some huge reforms through our polytech sector, my hope is that what we'll see is that come out even stronger and with a cohort of people who really are re-engaging in education.
Very briefly, just before we let you go, because I know you're very busy, Prime Minister, I did just want to touch base with the education program that's rolled out, because of course Term 2 starts today in a very strange format. What are you hoping to see from this kind of period where students will have to be working at home? How are you hoping that this is going to work?
Well, actually, a lot of schools are already equipped for distance learning. So, quite different to, some of us will remember back in the day doing a bit of correspondence at school, maybe. That really now is part of the, a more advanced version of that is part of the norm for a lot of students now. And so for many, this will be something that won't feel particularly unusual for them. For others, we've been really, from the day that we knew that we were going to have some distance learning, education has worked so hard so that students who don't have devices have materials anyway. We've even been rolling out for children who are in ECE and student communities, are getting their own packs with crayons and other activities. And supplementing that, we have in Te Reo Māori and English, two channels broadcasting education curriculum that starts today. And so you might see Susie Cato featuring on your screens.
Looking forward to that.
Taking over two channels, and I think it'll be a great relief for students and parents alike.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time, Prime Minister. We really appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Thank you so much.
Talk soon. Take care. Bye.
You too.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. It-